CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag-chew portion. And I am going to go through the pre-net check-in list first. Net control, I'd like to recognize W4FCM, that's Fred. Bring with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're over in Travelers Rest. KW4TS, that's Jim over in Pelzer. KC4W, that's Bill and Anderson. And KG4WNP, that's Landon over in Dacusville or Liberty. Good to have you guys using the pre-net check-in capability this evening. Thanks for being there. Stay safe. And now we're going to give a moment for brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before that aren't really sure of the protocol and would like to get started in checking into amateur radio nets called W4DJW. Okay, that station that just checked in, no audio, just static, just a whole bunch of static. Not sure if you got a microphone problem, maybe wiggle a microphone plug going into the repeater or to the transmitter and try that one more time, but all we got there was just static. Try it again one more time. Anybody out there able to pick up that station and relay him in? I'm not able to get any audio out of that.
Sure, he's on frequency.
Yeah, check your frequency. When you're transmitting, you should be on 146.010, 146.010. When you're listening, you'll be on 146.610. But check very close when you're transmitting. And see if you're transmitting on the right frequency. 146.010 when you're keyed down. Okay, it might be just out there a ways, a distance. But do try again. We really like to get you checked in. Don't give up. Please try again. We're going to go now to, let's see, we don't have any EchoLink stations. And tonight is Tuesday night. So we're going to begin the RF section of that this evening with India through Lima. Stations with the first letter of the suffix are called. It begins with letters I through L. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. I'm going to be your first one on the list today. Please check in. Kilo, November 4th. Uniform, Bravo Golf. KN4, UBG. Kevin, about 10. I'll be negative and negative, 73 to you and everybody on that.
Hope you and Miss Amy are well this evening. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
JW. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative, saying 73 for each one of you.
W4DJW. Please check in, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
W4DJW. Signing out, Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. Dennis and Gaffney, good evening to you all on the net.
DJW. Signing out, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha, Lima.
Joe. I'm currently mobile in Malden tonight. Negative and negative.
JW. India 4. Lima Zulu India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table for that station. Before the I2L that was in there, he could be on a HT possibly.
I do believe you're right, Andy, or he's a long way out. I hear stations a long way out sound similar to him. So it could be the repeater's not doing so good. It takes a little while sometimes for the repeater to warm up and get working good. And it could be that he's a little ways out, and or it could be he's not so far out and he's on a handheld, right? But it does sound like it's popping like some of the stations that are further out there. We really would like to get him checked in if he's still listening. Maybe when the repeater warms up a little bit, it'll be better. That was a really good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4UBG. That's Kevin, first one checking in this evening on RF. Good to have you this night, Kevin, from Fountain Inn. Be safe. I appreciate you being here. W4IOE, that's Sid over in Fletcher, North Carolina, who calls the 14664 net on Sundays at 8 p.m. Sundays at 8 p.m., 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure and check in with Sid every Sunday at 8. I'm sure he'd appreciate it. I'm sure you'd enjoy it. Stick around. You will enjoy it. Stick around afterwards for the Slow Scan TV net that comes right after Sid's net. Sid, we do appreciate you being here. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. You guys stay safe. KK4JFO, that's James, sounding really good from Tuxedo, North Carolina this evening, which verifies the repeater sounds good if you can get into it good, because James sounded really good on the repeater. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. You're sounding good. Take care. Stay safe. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. You sounded good as usual. KG4JIA, that's Dennis over in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dennis. KO4ALL, that's Joe, mobile in Malden. Be careful out there on the mobile in Malden, Joe. Do appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. And KI4LZI, that's Andy. He's over in Table Rock with the hint on the new ham that's trying to get checked in. And I appreciate those hints, Andy. Any little bit will help. We want to get the new guys comfortable as can be as quickly as possible, so we do appreciate that. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, kind of suspected there might not be after that group, because that was a really good group. We'll go ahead now and move on to the Mike through Papa group, station with the first letter suffix or call that begins with letters M through P, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Check-in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo, Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. While in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
JW. And please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walden Inman, I'll be negative, negative.
For DJW. Check in and out K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, bring with her KK4DMW, that's Rick, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're over in Piedmont, sounding good as usual, Miss Lorena. Appreciate you guys being here. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope you guys are doing well and staying safe. K4OIM, that's Walt over in Inman. You're sounding good, Walt. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening, as well as K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. Appreciate you being here, Pat. You're sounding good. We do have an Echolink station. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW from KM4OOC, Mike in North Dakota.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KM4OOC. That's Mike sounding good all the way from North Dakota this evening. It's probably kind of cool up there. I'll be back to you in a little bit with some comments, Mike, if you're still around. Appreciate you being here. And any other stations, Mike through Papa, that like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix of their call that begins with letters Q through T when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John and Edmund, and I'll hang around.
Q4DJW. Check in, November 2, Sierra Uniform Bravo, N2SUB, that's Jim in South Greenville. I'm negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on board.
Okay, net control, like to recognize KN4RJN. That's John over in Emmon. John, I've got you down for comments. We will be back to you in just a little bit. Do appreciate you being here. N2SUB, that's Jim, sounding good from South Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Hope all's going well with you. Appreciate you being here. Stay safe. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Oscar 4, Kilo November, Foxtrot. Dylan and Malden, I got my license today. I'm pretty new, no traffic.
Okay, Dylan, you are brand new because I didn't find you in the SCC database. My version came down on last Sunday, so I don't have the new version. I only get a new version every Sunday. So I got your name. I got your call, K04KNF, Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo November Foxtrot. Let me know if that's correct. First name, Dylan. And can I get a QTH, a location?
I'm in Malden, South Carolina, a little bit south of Greenville. And yes, it is K04KNF. Yes, Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo November Foxtrot.
Okay, Dylan, I got you in the log. Welcome to Amateur Radio. Congratulations on your license. You are sounding good. You're doing a really good job. You're getting in. You're completely readable from Malden. Not sure about what kind of radio equipment that you have, but you got it dialed in. You got the repeater shift just right. It sounds really good. Do appreciate you being here. Appreciate your patience with me while I got you in my log, because there's no records of you in any logbook that I have at the moment, but there will be come Sunday. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Stay safe, and welcome to Amateur Radio. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter of suffix are called that begins with letters U through Z, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Annette, please check in November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. N4ZLK, my name is Shane, and that was good timing because I'm pulling in the driveway. No traffic, no table. Happy New Year to everyone.
Control. Whiskey 4, Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. My name's Rod. We're in the land was, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
This is Kilo November 4, Zulu Foxtrot. This is Gary and Greer, negative.
For DJ David. 8, please check in. Kilo 4, Zulu X-ray. K4ZZX. This is Steve. We're at the base of Parrish Mountain over here in beautiful Greenville County, and we are negative and negative tonight. 73's to you and all on the net.
Hotel 7 Papa. This is Paul down in Western Lawrence County. Good evening to you and all on the net. Be short time.
4DJW. DJW, please check in. KO4WTF. Kilo Oscar 4. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. The name is Todd. Currently calling from a HT up at Camp Old Indian Boy Scout Camp.
Okay, that was a really good group. Net Control, like to recognize KO4KNF. Oh, that's Dylan. I've already got you, Dylan. I forgot to put a check mark by your name. Appreciate you being here, Dylan. KN4ZLK, that's Shane who just turned in the driveway. Good to have you with us. If you haven't turned the engine off and gone inside yet, Shane, appreciate it. But if you do, get close. Check in out of turn. We'd rather have you check in out of turn than not at all. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Glad you made it home safely. And W4WOZ, that's the mayor of Waz. His name is Rod. He lives in Wazville, South Carolina. Now, Greenville, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Rod. You're sounding good. Appreciate you being there. Stay safe. KN4ZZF, that's Gary. He's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gary. You're sounding good. And K4ZZX, that's Steve. He's over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Greenville. Steve, good to have you with us tonight from the base of Paris Mountain. Appreciate you being there. Stay safe. And NH7P, that's Paul from Lawrence, South Carolina. Sounding good, Paul? Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Don't be a stranger. Feel free to secure at your leisure. And KO4WTF, I think it was Todd. Did I get that right? Is that the first name is Todd or Tom? That's K0WTF.
Tango, Oscar, Delta, Delta.
Okay, Todd, that's what I had in my log, so I just want to make sure I had it right. I didn't know I was debating on Tom or Todd, and my hearing's not the best in the world. Appreciate you being here. Stay safe, and appreciate you checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. That was a good group. One last call for Uniform Through Zulu. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, moving right along to the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters A through D. And would I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Yeah. Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, Jim and Taylor. I'll be negative and negative.
AW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, David and Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
W4DJW, please check in and out. KO4, Charlie, Kilo, Kilo. Thank you, sir. Appreciate everything you're doing.
DJW, hey, please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, in 4, DJC. Jerry and Anderson, no traffic, no comments.
DJW, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, Dave, and Miss Amy, and all on the net.
DJW, please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2BYQ. David in Easley, no traffic, no comment, 73s to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, there's another good group. A lot of KO calls in this group. Good to hear those KO calls. Net Control like to recognize KO4BDM, that's Jim over in Taylor, sounding good. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. KO4AOW, that's David, sounding good from Inman this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, David. And KO4CKK, that's Mark over in Graycourt. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark, you're sounding good. And N4DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. You're sounding good as well. Stay safe. KI4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. They're over in Easley. You're sounding good tonight, Gary. Tell Joy we said hello. You guys stay safe. And KB2BYQ, that's David over in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. You're sounding good as well. And let's go to the Echo Through Hotel group. Station with the first letter suffix that called begins with letters E through H. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called up before. Wait a minute. We've got a bunch of people showing up over on Echo Link. So let's give Echo Link stations a shot. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called up before DJW.
Before DJW. Please check in Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. I'll be in and out tonight. Thanks for calling that, Dave. 7-3.
Okay, next control, I'd like to recognize W2MJB. That's Mark checking in from Simpsonville. I'm hoping Wendy's going to check in on her own a little while later, or maybe not if she's not around. But anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Stay safe. And take care, KJ4HYC, that's Shane. He's checking in from 6 Mile. Yeah, he's in 6 Mile, checking in via text message on Echolink. Yeah, I was just reading what he said over there. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Hope all's going well with you this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, let's go ahead and open it up. A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge TV Internet, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. 10 Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry, and Candler are all. We'll stick around tonight, Dave. Cool. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo Hotel, Uniform. George from Simpsonville, first time caller.
2H, Dave, KI4DOS.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to include them in the all the way through the alphabet because it was running a little bit long, Gary, but I do appreciate you letting me know. Echo through Hotel as well as all the way through the alphabet. Let me recognize these two. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Candler. Got you down for comments, Harry. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And I will get back to you in just a little bit for your comments. And KO4KHU. That's George over in Simpsonville. George, do you go by George or do you go by another name? Okay, George is first time checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, so everybody give George a warm welcome. George, appreciate you being with us tonight. Take care. Stay safe. We're here every night of the year, 365 days a year, 9 p.m. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in every opportunity you get. So, next, Echo Through Hotel and all the way through the alphabet and Echolink stations, because we do have some other Echolink stations coming and going. They're popping in and out quickly over there on Echolink. That's what's throwing me off, Gary, on my Echo Through Hotel. But Echo Through Hotel and all the way through the alphabet and Echolink. We'll get as many as we can. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Net Control. Please check in and out. KI4MLN, Al, Malden, negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4MLN. That's Al over in Malden. You made it in 100% that time, Al. Appreciate your handheld is working. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Take care. Stay safe. One last call before we shut down the formal portion of the net all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, next I'd like to recognize KD4OTW. That's James from Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. You're right there above the white noise. Can read everything that you're saying, but you're right there at it. Just letting you know. Just giving you some feedback on how you're doing. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Stay safe, James. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And we got a couple of people that are hanging around for rag chews tonight. The first one is KM4OOC. That's Mike all the way from North Dakota. What's it like up there in North Dakota, Mike? Is it cold up there like it is down here? Called W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Well, thank you, Dave. Nice job on the net tonight, by the way. It's 18 degrees here on the prairie with clear skies. It's a little bit windy, but we had about an inch of snow this morning, but we'll have temperatures about 40 degrees over the weekend, so that snow will be gone. That's probably the most snow we've had this winter season. I would be happy if we didn't get any more snow this winter. I'm not naive enough to believe that won't happen. But I'm thankful that we don't have the snow we had in 2016 when we had two blizzards back-to-back Christmas week and had snow drifts that covered people's houses. So I'm thankful we don't have that. I want to say hello to Dylan. Dave, his call was just posted today. So I dare say you're one of his first contacts. So congratulations to Dylan. Dylan, I'd encourage you to go to Google and look up Echolink. It's a free program that I'm talking on right now. You can work repeaters all over the world. And, boy, it's a blessing to me living out here in the middle of nowhere. And Dave, thanks for letting me get in here with you. I had a wonderful Christmas, and I hope everybody else did. Be safe over the New Year's Eve holiday. And if you choose to participate in alcoholic beverage, I have no problem with that. Just be safe and don't drink and drive. If you hurt somebody's family, you wouldn't be able to live with yourself, and I encourage everybody not to do that. And if they hurt my family, they wouldn't be able to live with me. So everybody be safe. Have a great new year coming up. 2021's got to be better. KM4OOC.
Okay, Mike. Well, that's some good advice on the drinking and driving, right? Plan it out if you're going to do it. I don't have anything against it either, or not against drinking, but drinking and driving, yeah, you don't want to do that. Absolutely right. And 18 degrees, how about that? It was 18 degrees here the other morning when I got up, and I decided to see if a multirotor would fly in 18-degree weather, and it did. The battery worked really good. It flew with a whole flight, no issues. But that's as cold as it's been here. I have heard other people on this net saying that it was 14 and 15 degrees where they were, but that's the coldest I've heard so far. But that's good to know that it's not like 2016. Now, I've seen some deep snow drifts, but I've never seen snow drifts that completely cover your whole house. That's pretty rough, but I've never lived as far north as North Dakota either. Anyway, appreciate you hanging around and filling us in on what's going on in other parts of the United States tonight. Mike, congratulations on the new call yourself, KM4OOC. We do have a K4OOC, I believe it is, or W4. We've got a W4OOC down here. But anyway, his name is Keith. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Stay safe, and appreciate you hanging around for the RAG2 portion of the net. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, the next one up on the RAG2 stump this evening is KN4RJN. That's John. John, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW, KN4RJN. I had to step away from radio for a minute. The fellow up in the Dakotas. What was his name again?
That is Mike, and he is let me find him where he checked in. I saw his location. He checked in a while ago. Got to go really far back in the log. There it is. He is in Lignite, North Dakota. Lignite, wherever Lignite is. I was wondering where that is in relation to southeast South Dakota, where Steve is. I wonder how far away he is from Steve. But he is, and his name is Mike. Back to you, John.
Well, Mike, if you're listening, it's currently colder where you are than it is in Moscow. It's 25 degrees in Moscow, and it's early morning there. It's the sun's not even up, so wow. But in any event, did you get out to look at the moon, Dave? It's full moon tonight.
I did not, but I am venturing further out. I did go take some pictures, but I am venturing out further with a different kind of a multirotor. This one doesn't make as much noise, and I'm not just going up 400 feet and taking pictures of a inside of a sphere. Instead, I'm going out over this wooded area and then looking back this way and taking pictures of that. But the pictures of the moon that I take, I can look at it, and it looks pretty big because, you know, it was like almost full moon the last couple of nights. And I can look at it standing there and, like, put my thumb up over it. It's about the same size as my thumb held, you know, my arm's length from my eyeball. But when I take a picture of it, the panorama is so big, it looks like a pinhead. So I was kind of disappointed in that, John. But you can't see it. It is in the picture, and the gimbal can keep the camera steady enough for long enough to make a really clear shot of it because the shutter, you know, speed is pretty fast. But it still gets it in there. There's enough light there to still be able to tell that's the moon, but you can't tell any features on the moon, like a face on the moon or anything like that.
Well, if you can keep the gimbal keep the camera steady, you should be able to. Might go out at just at sunset. The full moon comes up when the sun goes down. So tomorrow would be close to that. But go out about sunset and watch it come up over the horizon. It'll look a lot bigger and a lot more orangey if you've got a clear shot to the horizon.
So I've been trying to get there 30 minutes before and stay there 30 minutes after the official sunset and the sunrise, and the sunrise and the morning sunset in the evening. And if I can get an hour in front of it, that's even better to get set up. But I'm not, like today, I was not successful because I was on a bridge and we had two more items we had to tackle, and I was looking at the clock and it was like 23 minutes till sundown. So I was thinking, won't be making it today.
If you didn't work such weird hours, you wouldn't have that problem, but I understand.
Well, now that I got a boss that I don't like, I'm thinking a lot more about retirement, so maybe that'll come earlier rather than later. Sooner rather than later. I'm looking forward to it now more than ever.
Can't really complain. I saw an advertisement for some stock trading something or other, and this guy's saying, you know, I got this portfolio, and I have my pounds paid off in 15 years, and I'll retire at the age of 61. I thought, whoop-de-doo. First time I retired at 39, so you got nothing on me, pal.
Well, I do. I have heard of a lot of people. I actually work with people that retired many years ago, and now they're back working with me now. I want to avoid that. I want to do it once and do it right and be done with it. But who knows? Never say never. I might be back at it again, too. So Mike sent me a text message. He said he's in the far northwest corner, 55 miles from Montana, or 8 miles from 8 miles south of the Canadian border. So he's way on up there, John.
He's practically a Canadian. But yeah, so he's actually, I believe he's a little bit further north than Moscow, which and Moscow's practically in the North Pole. But yeah, I'm watching my globe spin around here, and it's just now dawn in Kabul. So it's going to be a few hours before the sun comes up in Moscow, and it's, you know, like 25, 26 degrees, whatever it was I said a minute ago.
Well, a while back, we used to watch that TV program, Alaskan Bush People. I don't know if you've ever watched that before, but they're way on up there. And they had a lot of days that the sun was bright and shining, and they were out working. They didn't have coats or anything on like that, a long-sleeve shirt and, you know, regular blue jeans and some boots and maybe some gloves if they were working. And when I used to live up there, I think every time I lived up there, it was wintertime. So I have this mental picture of the North being perpetually cold, and it's not that way.
My daughter at one point in time lived up in Plattsburgh, New York, which is only about an hour south of Montreal, and Montreal is 45 minutes north of the border, so they were way up there. But summertime up there is just absolutely beautiful. I visited them once in the wintertime, and I don't want to go back, but summertime is just, you know, highs of maybe 75 degrees and, you know, fairly warm evenings, and it's beautiful up there in the summertime. I wouldn't touch it in the winter, but summertime is nice.
That's the thing. I'm overshadowed by the thoughts of the wintertime. The snowdrifts, the deep snowdrifts that I was accustomed to, were like 6 feet deep. You could dig tunnels through them, underneath of them, right? But you had to stay close to whatever the drift was leaning up against. And we'd have tunnels going through the snowdrifts. And that was kind of fun. But you'd have to come in and warm up, and then you'd go back outside and goof around outside until you got really, really cold, and you had to come in. You just had to come in and get warmed up. And then you want to go back outside as bad as you could, and you go back outside too soon. You have to come back in sooner. But I really got tired of seeing snow up there. But I think there are days, like I've got cousins that live in the UP, Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and they send pictures with standing outside in the sunshine without a coat on in the UP. But then they also have wintertime where it's kind of like Mike, they get buried in snow. They get that drift, that lake effect off of Lake Michigan, and they get buried in snow. Just don't want any more of that. I like it where we are right here just fine. What else you got for us tonight, John?
That second shift ought to be showing up by now. I was just looking at the clock, and I'm sure Harry's got a good recipe or weird animal story or something going on. So I'll back on out of here, say 73s to you, and y'all take care. This is KN4RJNI.
Okay, John, appreciate you hanging around for the rag chew portion of the net. I am going to get out there as soon as I get a break. I can get off work before the sun goes down and get some more pictures of that. Maybe see if I can force the shutter to stay open longer. Appreciate you being there. Stay safe and catch you on the next net. Any other station all the way through the alphabet, let's check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DHAW.
W. Had a nice day. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango, Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown.
M4OOC with a short comment.
Or FTU, that's Richard sounding good from Slaptown, Northwest Anderson County. Good to have you this night, Richard. You sounding good. Take care. Stay safe. Next one up on the stump this evening is KC4EZN. That's Harry. He's over in Candler. It's your turn, Harry. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. You doubled with N4IOC, and he said he had a comment, so let's let him go ahead.
In something OC, go ahead. And send your call out because I didn't get it from Harry. The OC station that Harry was mentioning, go ahead.
Yeah, that was me, KM4OOC, with a comment.
Go ahead, Mike.
I just want to say, for those that haven't heard me check in here before, I am in the far northwest corner of North Dakota, just 8 miles south of Saskatchewan there at the Canadian border. But I was born and raised in the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina, just south of Blowing Rock. Met my wife. We were both in college there. And then about 7 years ago, when we started getting grandchildren, we came back here to North Dakota, where she was born and raised. And it was a bit of a culture shock for me, moving here full-time. After growing up in the mountains, it took me a long time to figure out what people were saying. They said I had the accent, but I'll tell you what, after growing up with a bunch of hillbillies, listening to Norwegian brogue was a tough one for me. My wife still has a bit of it, not as much, but boy, I'll tell you, some of these folks around here, I have no idea sometimes what they're talking about. I miss the good food in the Deep South, that's for sure. And this is a great net. I enjoy getting to check in here. And thank you, Dave. KM4OOC.
Okay, Mike. Well, we do appreciate that. That's one thing that you have right. In the Deep South, they know how to cook. There's some really good cooks in the Deep South. So, and it is hard to go without that after you get used to it. But it's also easy to eat way too much. So thank your lucky stars. If it's not as good as it is in the South, it's easier to keep that weight off. But anyway, Mike, appreciate you being with us. Stay safe. KC4EZN, Harry, over to you. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW, KC4EZN, while it was on my mind, we have an N4OOC up here. His name is William. There are a lot of OOCs floating around. You just have to know what to put before it. Anyway, we went out and looked at the moon tonight. The only strange animal was I decided that the last full moon of this year is supposedly called a cold moon. I guess human beings have some tendency that once we name it, claim it, I think that's the expression, but since we have the name Cold Moon, then we know what it is, and I decided to howl at it. That's my strange animal story for tonight for John. I don't know if you've ever howled at the moon, but give it a try sometime. You might want to wait till maybe you're way far away from other civilizations. Otherwise, it's going to come to an end. But just been playing safe up here. I've been teaching marriage classes online using Zoom, and had a class yesterday and have a second one tomorrow, and had people from Arizona all the way up into New England and in the middle of the country too in that class, which hey, that keeps me kind of busy, y'all. These kids they vary in ages from basically 11 to 18, and sometimes some of the younger ones, the very things I'm teaching are Eagle required, so they're a little more difficult than, you know, like basket weaving and fingerprinting. And when you're teaching when you're teaching a budget to a 12-year-old, that can be a challenge, which John said he was a school teacher for a while. I don't know if he taught that young, but it can be a challenge, but it's also a lot of fun. And another group I was in, we were talking about the pandemic and everything. We've all been sort of voluntarily sequestered. We keep our contact down to a minimum. Have not gotten the courage to go up and eat out in a restaurant. And right now, state of North Carolina has tightened the rules up. We can have an outdoor gathering now, socially distanced, maximum number of two. I guess it'd be hard to set the number at one and call it a gathering, but that's what the governor has said, and part of me dislikes being told what I can and can't do, and the other part of me recognizes that probably not being around people is one of the best ways to not get it. But we were talking how that keeps us separated, but then again, using our computers and the different media tools, I was able to have contact with a dozen kids scattered across the United States Monday afternoon, and that's not something that we would normally do around here. So anyway, we'll bounce it back. Let you talk a minute and see if anybody else. We'll stick around a little bit longer. I got a funny feeling you've already got the second shift, though. W4DJW, KC4EVN.
Okay, Harry. Well, talking about the big moon, I was watching Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's a scientist. You probably know him. He was on a rant. He was on a soapbox. He's talking about people saying a whole lot of this or a bunch of that or way too much of this. And he got on a rant about the big moon. And I did see some Facebook posts about this is the largest moon you'll see in 400 years. And he's saying, okay, so let's quantify that. That's something I do at work all the time. People say a whole bunch of this or way too much of that. That's one of the things I'll ask them to do is to quantify. Give me some numbers. Don't tell me way too much of or way too often. All right. He quantified the difference in the size of the moon, the big moon, right? Like the ones that all the hype was about and a typical size moon. And if you did the math, it was like 1/64th bigger than a typical size moon. I couldn't even recognize a 1/64th difference. But anyway, so much for the big moon. It's not that much bigger. I do remember when I was a kid, though, seeing the moon so big that it filled the sky. I mean, it was huge. It's like normally you can put your thumb out there the distance of your arm, and you can cover the moon just barely with your thumb. Might see a little bit of the corona of the moon coming out around the edges. And this thing was so big, you'd have to put your whole fist up there when I was a kid. And I asked my dad about that. How does it get so big some nights and it's so little the other night? He said, that's not the moon. That's a reflection of the moon. So, but I never did drill down on those with questions about what that was. But those moons that are really, really big isn't really the moon. It's the reflection of the moon. So much for that. One thing my wife was reading to me tonight, she was doing some reading. She said, wow, about this couple that did everything right. You know, when we were going into lockdown, self-isolation, we didn't have to even discuss it between my wife and me. We decided, you know, we can do this. We can go out as little as possible, stay home, not burn a whole lot of gas. Both of us had been used to working from home for many years before, on and off. So, and then when the governors come out and say, you have to do that, that doesn't bother me at least, in the least. They're following me. I'm not following them. All right, they're late. They're late to the game. So that doesn't bother me when they come out and say that kind of thing. But she was referencing a couple that did everything the right way. They didn't go out, you know, just barely, just enough to go get food. Didn't have interaction, wore their mask, did their hand sanitizer, the whole nine yards. And they decided they needed a haircut. So their daughter was a salon, you know, person that cuts hair in a salon. And so she self-isolated for a few days and said, okay, did a test. They don't have it. So went and cut one of them's hair. And turns out she did have it. And in a few days, one of the two was dead. And a few days after that, the other one was dead. And that's all it took. They did really, really good. They didn't break the rules. They stuck to it. And now they're both gone just from one of them getting a haircut. So much for that. I worry about that every, I've only had two haircuts since this thing hit. And my hair got really, really, I was shaggy as could be until last weekend when I said, okay, I've got to go get a haircut. I've been looking at those haircutter things online too. Anyway, I'll turn it back over. Well, let me check to see if there's any. A second shift is here, and if there's not, I'll turn it back over to you, Harry. Anybody else all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net, call W4DJW.
DJW, this is Whiskey 4, Victor, November Victor, Commerce, Georgia. Mike, just saw that check in. Be negative and negative.
Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, J4 XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, net control, like to recognize W4VNV, Victor November Victor. That's Mike over in Commerce, Georgia. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. You sounded good. I appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And K4XB, that's Tommy. He's over in southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. You sounded good as usual. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And KC4EZN, Harry, back to you. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. Don't have a whole lot more. I don't know, when you start looking at things, like the mutation that they found in the United Kingdom, and then it turns up in Colorado, and supposedly, according to the news, this guy had not traveled or done anything, and I just wonder, if you're not looking at, whatever that virus is, It is changing, and I can't imagine that with all of the, I'm going to call them molecules, because my understanding of the viruses is not alive, but still it's changing, and how many times are they going to change to the same thing in a whole bunch of different places? Anyway, I think we'll leave that one alone. I don't think we're going to solve it. I'm going to keep on staying away from people, at least in person, and use the radio and use the computer and all that kind of good stuff. That is a little bit safer, and I'm old enough that I'm going to qualify for whatever after they get all the first responders and the... I noticed up here they've included the checkout people at the grocery store in that first list of people to get the vaccine, which They probably see more people in a day than I've seen in the last 9 months. I don't have a problem in the least with those people getting the vaccine, but we're gonna take our turn and be as careful as we can, and somewhere maybe around the middle of the year, all of those restaurant gift cards that my daughter sent us from California, maybe we'll actually get to go out and use them at the end of the year. Anyway, that day we'll turn it back to you, and if I don't talk to you again between now and Friday, have a happy new year, and we look forward to next year. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Okay, Harry, well, I'm thinking like you are, there's going to be a lot of first people that come before us that get the vaccination, and that's good. I saw some politicians getting vaccinated, so that's a good thing, right? They'll be the guinea pigs. I think by July, it'll probably come around to being our turn or my turn. You might get it sooner than I do, but I figure by July, we're going to know if it's safe or not anyway, so... We've hung tough this long. We can hang tough till July as well. Anyway, Harry, appreciate you hanging around for the RAC 2 portion of the net. Stay safe. Good talking to you. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Check in Kilo
4,
Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, Duncan in Asheville. I'm a late check-in and have no comments.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4JKV. That's Duncan, sounding good from Asheville this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Duncan. Take care, stay safe. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments? If I missed any check-ins, call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop by tomorrow night where KI4DOS Gary will be calling the net, the swap net, on Wednesday night. Everybody enjoys the swap net. Be sure and check in with Gary tomorrow night. I'm sure he'd appreciate you being there, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.